met him in a club in a little small roadhouse in western New Jersey. Muddy had just died, and I got the courage to sit in with the band Pine Top was playing with. And that really began it all, that moment, I suppose. He really liked how I sounded, and I was just a kid. But he said, yeah, if you're ever in Chicago, you know, you got a place to stay. And I took him at his word.
Stop! Now get it!
You know, I had certainly, you know, played the blues a little bit in my, you know, college bands and post-college bands. But, you know, really living with Pine Top at his house. More culturally than musically. But that changes you musically, too, I believe. But that was really the first thing to really change me from... You know, I went to college in the Northeast, but I think I sort of brought my Southern roots there. I'm from Alabama and learned to play music in Alabama, of course. But I really didn't change seriously till I, you know, lived with Pine Top on the South Side of Chicago.
My family roots are also in a little, I guess you'd call it a neighborhood more than a town, of Titusville, Alabama, where my mother and father were born and where I spent a lot of my summers growing up. My father passed away when I was about 7, and my mother remarried to a military officer. During the 4 years that we lived in Europe, that we traveled all over Europe and got to see a lot. And, got to see a lot of, like, the tourist destinations, and also got to see things that I guess a lot of people don't get to see. Like, we saw a couple of the concentration camps and things like that. And I know that made a really huge, I would say like 12, 13. And I know that seeing those things, seeing the concentration camps, it had a huge effect on me in terms of how I looked at life and looked at people and how people are treated and that kind of thing.
But these two upbringings gave Phil and I the idea to talk about this a bit in our concert and lecture to the school kids, and I think it's a very interesting perspective to come from.
What are you finding when you meet with these school kids?
Well, you know, it really depends on the school, but I do feel that even though in this age of information, sometimes the information that's out there can work against you, Steve. And, you know, we create our own media. We create our own way to tell us what we think is right, because there's so many choices out there. You know, we watch the news that tells us what we want to hear. You know, we watch the television shows. You listen to the music that because we have that choice. I think that's an unfortunate thing, and I see that a bit in the kids today, and I think it's important to try to put down those electronic devices and, you know, really reach out and try to learn some things from real people who you might not normally rub elbows with.
I woke this morning, didn't want to go to school. I woke this morning, I didn't want to go to school. My father said, son, you got to get up and meet that mule.
George and I, we both, you know, have our family roots in Alabama. And, you know, that's the Deep South. That's where the blues came from. And there's a lot of what you hear in the blues in terms of content, in terms of how it talks about home and how it talks about relationships and all that, was very heavily impacted by slavery and by, you know, after slavery, the Jim Crow laws and all that, and racial divides to this day, you know, affect the content of the music. And at the same time, the music, you know, it reaches out. I mean, blues music, it's the music of human beings. It's the music of, you know, everybody's struggles and victories.
Never see the hand never see the hand throw the stone.
By the time Phil and I were playing this music as, you know, young adults, it had become a music that was really listened to mostly by white folks. So it's interesting that the blues has all these identities that have changed. You know, Phil and I are of very different backgrounds, but, you know, we have forged a partnership and a collaboration that is very deep and very strong. And I believe that those things are really what music is all about, you know, and what, you know, being together as humans is all about. It's not that, you know, oh, I listen to black music or I listen to country music, you know. But calling it music rather than a kind of music is a very great thing to aspire to.